Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished entrepreneur from Gurgaon, India, Mr. Sahil Jain. Sahil, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction.
Sahil is the co-chief executive officer of Techno Companion. So Sahil, before we talk about Techno Companion, tell me a little bit about your own background and your journey in brief.
Sure, Ashutosh. So after I completed my BTech in 2010, and after that, I moved into IT sector. So for the first 8 years of my career, I worked with various MNCs like Aon Hewitt, Sapient, and then this Australian-based mobile application development company, Appster. And it was in Appster where I met Yasir, and we had this common idea or common vision of starting a mobile application development company, or I would call it a digitization company, where we would help different entrepreneurs and business owners in with the technology, like bringing their offline businesses to online. And if they have some sort of idea, to bring that to online. So that's where, like, while I was working with Appster, me and Yasir, we identified this gap. Like, even in today's modern era, where we think like maybe everyone or every connected person is using technology, but yes, they are using technology, but they were not using technology to run their businesses. So that's where we identified this opportunity and had a dream of starting Techno Companion. And eventually, in by the end of 2018, we had this courage to move to quit our ongoing jobs and start Techno Companion.
Amazing.
And it has been quite a journey.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So tell me a little more about Techno Companion. What do you do and what is your vision for the company?
So Ashutosh, as the name says, Techno Companion. So we consider ourselves technical companion of all our clients. So as I just explained to you, while having these conversations with so many different clients, we identified like many clients, they have such beautiful ideas. They have such good offline businesses, but because they do not have that sort of reach to the technology, that's what is blocking them. That's where we really wanted to be technical companion for these entrepreneurs and business people, so that we can take care of all the technology part and they can just focus on what they are good at doing, their businesses. So, and it's been 5.5 years. That's what we have been doing. Like, the best part about Techno Companion is Ashutosh, a combination of myself and Yasir, because I'm from the product management background and Yasir is from the technical background. So what we do, we do not provide one solution for each and every product. First of all, whenever a client approaches us, or even in the very first meeting with each and every client, we put ourselves into client shoes. We have this workshop that we call as Rapid Connect Workshop. Based on the client's requirements and business model, it moves from 1 day to maximum 2 days or maximum three days of workshop. So generally it doesn't go beyond 2 days. And in that workshop, we try to analyze clients' business or the idea. And then on the problem statements basis, we try to analyze what is the most suitable technology, or what is the best solution actually for the client. How much budget or money client is willing to put in, and what after that money exhausts, like what the journey is going to be. Because we do not just build the product and hand it over to the client. We live a journey with the client. Like, I'm glad to tell you, Ashutosh, that most of the clients that who started with us, so 80% plus clients are still working with us.
Amazing.
Even after 5 years of time. And the only reason has been like in all the ups and downs, even when the product was not working, there were finance problems and other issues. We were always there for our clients. So that we client don't have to worry about these technological problems. They can just focus on their business and we take care of all of it. So that's our journey and that's what we do.
Amazing. And give me an example of the kind of technical help that you have given to some, you know, a client who's been with you for so long.
So this is Ashutosh, one of my favorite clients. Whoever asks me, I give this particular example only. So, because he's a very good friend of mine as well. So this client was an international soccer coach before he connected with me. And so in India, like in 10 plus 1 and 10 plus 2, like all the kids, they go for physics, chemistry, maths, tuition classes, coaching classes. In a very similar fashion, in Australia, Europe, and US, most of the kids, like I won't say most of the kids, but many kids, they want to learn professional soccer. Because football is such a famous game in Australia, Europe, and US, they want to learn professionally. But not every kid can afford it professionally because if you go to a professional coach or a trainer, the prices are huge. Yeah, and they are so much limited coaches that not they cannot teach every single boy or a kid because they are in abundance there, right? So what we did. My client had this idea. When we discussed this problem, how we can solve it, their clubs, professional clubs who are teaching thousands of students, but a single coach honestly cannot focus on like on a class of 50 or 60 students and cannot teach 15 right. So with the help of 1500 videos in curated by more than 25 international soccer players, we created this mobile application that teaches you how you should train yourself in soccer on various bases, like on the basis of your skill set, your shooting, your passing, your agility, your strength, or your speed. On the basis of all these parameters, with the help of 1500 plus videos with well-defined programs, like on the basis of your age, your current skill set, your current fitness level, we involve physiotherapists as well. So we wrote well-defined algorithms where we would be training all these kids in a very well-defined international standardized way. Yeah. And then the best part was, Ashutosh, we started this journey and now it's been 6 years. We are still working on this mobile application. There, we have launched more than 25 versions already. Like initially, we launched the first MVP of it. Then we analyzed, we saw the results, we took feedback from all these kids who were using this application. And then we introduced artificial intelligence in this, like on the basis of ideal standards that should be when you are training for football. And then we fed the video of these kids when they were actually training themselves, right? So we analyzed the gap where they are, like, is it skill, is it the strength, or is it their speed? And on that basis, we provide very customized feedback to all these kids. So in 6 years, but it has really revolutionized the way all these kids used to train themselves in football. Now,
Incredible.
in paying that premium amount, they are just paying like $15 or $20 a month, and they are having all these ideal guidance from the international soccer players.
Incredible. What an amazing thing that you're doing for so many different companies. Thank you for such a great example. So my next question to you, Sahil, is that, when I was reading about you, you've chosen to stay self-funded. And normally I find young entrepreneurs like you are, out raising big money. How has this impacted your own company's growth, and why did you not raise external funding?
I'll tell you the reason first, like why we didn't go for the funding. So because while taking any sort of decision, we always wanted, me and Yasir, that our clients and our team should be the center. It should be in the center of our decisions. Like we should be focusing just on our clients and our team, not investors and their interests. So our thought process was, if we take funding, we would be more focused on how we are going to pay back to the investors. Or while taking any major decision, have to like be in consent with them, take their permission on for all of that. So that's why we didn't go for the investment. That one of the major reasons. Second reason was, we never felt a need. Like in the very initial stages, honestly, Ashutosh, there were so many challenges that we had to go through. At that point of time, even if we would have pitched for the funding, nobody would have entertained us. Like we were nobody at all, right? So we first of all established ourselves, and during that establishment period, we were in a place where we never needed the funding,
Very
and
interesting.
it has created a really positive impact on our clients and our team. Like I told you, most of our clients, I would call it at least 80%, we have been able to retain them. And the reason is our processes, our quality, and before taking any decision, we put ourselves into the client's shoes. Like if we are clients, if we are putting that sort of money into something, we are emotionally attached to something, our business, our everything is attached to it. How we are going to take that decision? That's one of our approaches. And the second is we think it through from our team side as well. Because being a startup, like this was another challenge that we faced initially. Why would somebody trust us? Like we were just young entrepreneurs starting our own business. So hiring the right skill set was one of the biggest challenges. So why would somebody trust us, right? So now when these people have trusted, my team have shown their trust in me, it's my responsibility, my duty to make sure that I don't let them down.
Very well said. Well said. Great response. Thank you. My next question, Sahil, is that what are some key strategies you employ to help clients embrace a digital transformation?
Yeah. So Ashutosh, for that, it all depends on the problem statement. Because one straight solution or one approach cannot solve every single problem. Like every problem is unique in its nature, and so should be the solution. So what we do in the Rapid Connect workshop that we have in the as the first step of engaging with any client, there we try to analyze the problem from the functional perspective, from the technical perspective, and then finally from the budget perspective as well. And even after the budget, because the end requirements are always endless. Like if you'll ask any client, there's so much. Everyone wants to build Facebook or WhatsApp, but Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, they were not built in a day. Like there has been, Facebook is not today what it was in 2008 or 2007.
Correct.
So there has been a journey, right? So we have to come up with an MVP based on what's most important. So we do in this workshop, we analyze clients' problem statement. We, on the basis of problem, we try to analyze what is the technology that is going to be the most suitable for it. Then we do whiteboarding, brainstorming, and finally we come up with a set of requirements. Like we write it down, pen it down, and then we break it down into various segments. Like what is must to have, that is going to be part of MVP one, minimum viable requirement one. Then what is good to have, nice to have, and what is that we can defer and push for the later stages. And on the basis of client's budget, we first of all pick MVP one. We decide the timeline when we should, what is the ideal time to hit the market. And then on the basis of the response that we receive from the market, then only we move for the MVP two, because the client or we might have a different mindset, but the market might be behaving differently. Or it also could be like by the time we hit the market has changed. For example, the COVID literally changed everything. You know, along with the market and everything else, it changed people's mindset, the way people used to think, right? So on the basis of, so that was a like a one-time example, but still there could be n number of items impacting the market and the way market would perceive your product. So we always try to go to the market with the very minimum viable product, like with the bare minimum requirement, and on the basis of response only, then we move ahead.
Fascinating. And, you know, you were just telling me that 80% of your clients have stayed with you. How do you ensure that your client-centric ethos is ingrained in every human being on your team and every aspect of your business?
So you mean, how do you make sure?
How do you make sure that every team member follows the same kind of ethos that you and your partner have, you know, followed?
Yeah. So actually, this is a great question, actually. So this is one of the very important things that we had to define actually in the beginning of 2019, because we always knew that eventually it is going to be the quality of work and how we are going to perceive our clients. Like if we would be like, we just have to deliver what the requirements, we have to just build the product and deliver it to the client and our job is done, then it is not going to work for us. We would always be hunting for new clients and things, and that was not something we wanted to do. So we had established based on the basis of our, like me and Yasir, we have spent 14 years into this industry now. On the basis of our experience, we established well-defined processes and we allocated process owners where like in spite of me being the CEO, I'm not the sole decision maker. So if like there's a person who will take all the decisions from the quality side, there's a person who will take all the decisions from the technological side, yeah, from the performance testing side, from the cybersecurity testing side. So they are process owners, and their clear processes define that only once we reach a specific mark, then only anything can move to the next environment.
Right.
And on top of that, Ashutosh, to make sure that a client always receives the best quality, we work in agile development. And most of our products are working weekly sprints, where at the beginning of the week, we decide what we are going, that my particular team is going to work in that particular week. And after that week ends, then we make sure we showcase the same to our client. We actually deliver it to the client. They use it on their system, mobile phones or desktop, whatever the platform is. And then they provide us their regular feedback so that throughout the development process, they are engaged with us, providing their feedback, and nothing comes to them as a surprise at the end of the product.
Very interesting. Yeah? Very exciting. Exciting work that you're doing. And clearly all your team members are, you know, fully, you have fully bought into your own concept and Yarse's concept. My next question to you is, what is your own leadership philosophy and how has it evolved over the last 14 years?
Yeah. So Ashutosh, when, like, it had changed a lot actually, because,
sure.
Yeah. So initially when we started, our main goal was to work in the service industry, because we have always worked in the service industry. So to help these, as I told you, help entrepreneurs, business owners in solving their real life problems. Yeah. But over the period today, we are a bit more aligned towards solving real life problems that which are out there with the help of the technology. Now, whenever and wherever we go, we have developed a mindset where we see real life problems that we can actually resolve using technology. I'll just give you a couple of examples actually.
Sure.
So in 2022, Yasir and we went to Dubai to attend this JITEX. So basically, it's a tech fest that companies from all over the world join. So we went there and we visited this used car market. So you might be aware, Dubai and UAE, it is the biggest used car market in the entire world. Like,
wow, okay.
So thousands and even millions of cars get sold without even actually landing in UAE. So they never physically come to UAE, but they are still being sold from there because that is the sort of infrastructure there for the used car market, right? But most of it, Ashutosh, is unorganized. Like, there are big companies, big shots who have this organized car market. Now, even Cars 24, car, they have also moved there. But a big chunk of it is still unorganized. So when we talk to a few of the business owners, like how they are dealing with their businesses, how they are operating currently. So it was completely unorganized. Like, every business owner who has got more than, say, 150 or 200 cars, they would never know which old cars they have, because every single day they are selling a few cars and they are purchasing a few cars, right? That's how it works. You sell few and at the same time you purchase few.
Right.
There are so many parameters that they have to remember, that they have to communicate to their clients, completely unorganized. So we built this product. We saw the potential actually, along with solving the problem, there was a huge potential as well. So we have built this product that we call as Motors Bay. And with this product, we are providing this system to the small business owners and entrepreneurs in UAE that they can use and easily manage their current business. So their team members, be it how they purchase cars and how they sell cars, right? And because suppose, I'll just give you one more example. I know I'm stretching it a bit. So suppose you purchased a car on, say, 10th of January, and it is still lying with you. Until you sell that car, it's a liability for you, because on its cleaning, on its maintenance, you are spending money, right? So you need to sell it as quickly as possible.
Right.
For that, of each and every car that's lying in your inventory, you need to know when you purchased a particular car, in how much money you purchased it, how much money you have spent on top of it, and then so that you can decide in how much money you need to sell this car, right? So these are just a couple of examples. There were n number of things. There were hundreds of things that they need to take care of, completely organized. But with our product, we are helping them manage it. That is one example, Ashutosh. Another example would be recently, like last year, it was in 2022 actually, when we went for these certifications, like compliance certifications, like SOC 2, because we were pitching in the US, so we have to be SOC 2 compliant. We have to be ISO 27001 compliant. So it is easy to still get the certification, but it is so difficult to make sure that each and every of my team member is adhering to all these compliances and processes. Because there are more than 250 or even 300 compliances, how would I make sure that each of my team member is complying to each and every process? It is literally impossible if I'm going to do that, or even if I hire people to do that. Like, there's no way it can be done. Otherwise, I'll just keep chasing it, right? So there were already products available in the market using which we could automate the compliance, but they were so hugely expensive that we could still manage to afford them, but most of the business owners or entrepreneurs won't be able to afford it, right? So even we are still working on this system where we would be automating compliances for all these small entrepreneurs and businesses. Using our system, at any point of time, 24/7, they can see which of their team member is complying to which all processes and which not. If anything gets breached, the stakeholder or the concerned person would get notified straight away. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. Anything gets breached, you are notified. So you can reach the respective person and ask him or her to comply by it.
Fascinating. So, Sahil, I've got time for one more question. And, you know, you had mentioned that when you were building, there were lots of challenges. My question is, and this is for the many, many, many people who will listen to our conversation, who are either entrepreneurs or who are aspiring entrepreneurs, what would you say are three lessons that you and Yasir have learned in your entrepreneurial journey that you want to give to a lot of our viewers and listeners?
So one of the learning would be, Ashutosh, like definitely being an entrepreneur is a fascinating journey. It's very appealing, fulfilling, all of that. But if you want to get into this journey, you have to adopt a never die attitude. Like, there are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be problems. There would be days when you feel like you just cannot move ahead and you just want to quit. But it's the never die attitude that matters. You just have to keep moving.
Right.
Yeah, that's very important. And secondly, your clients and your team, both of them are two most important, strongest pillars for your organization. So you have to make sure that while taking any decision, you put these two in the forefront, like your clients, because they are the ones who are paying to you, like because of whom your company or your team is able to move ahead.
Right.
And at the same time, this cannot happen just with the clients if the team is not there. And being a startup, especially, they have put all their trust, all their career, everything they have put in you, on your intelligence, your decision-making skills. So while making any decision, just make sure that how your team is getting impacted because of that. That is very, very important.
Interesting.
And finally, try to solve problems, because anything is going to work only when you are solving a problem. So I'll give you one example for this.
Yeah.
Like, be it LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, every single platform, they have been successful because they are solving a unique problem. For example, LinkedIn is meant only for the professionals.
Correct.
It doesn't serve the purpose that Instagram does. If you go on LinkedIn, you build your professional network. But if you go to Instagram, that's where you connect with your friends and family. You post pictures. To tell everyone about you. But when you go to Twitter, it has a completely different purpose. So all of these are solving a real life problem. And that's what you have got to do being an entrepreneur.
Very interesting. Sahil, on that note, and your three incredible lessons for all our viewers and listeners. First, you said adopt a never say die attitude. Second, you said was the client and team are most important. And third, which is so important and so critical, is try to solve a problem. Thank you, Sahil, for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about Techno Companion. I think you and your partner have built an absolutely incredible company to provide services to so many of your clients, and it is very reassuring to learn that 80% of your clients have stayed with you. Thank you also for speaking to me about so many different examples that you have given me about how you have helped your clients. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you so much, Tosh. I really appreciate you giving me your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.